I used to walk down the halls and I used to say, good morning, no matter what time of the day it was. And then that way they'd start to talk. Just walking by you, you get to associate with them, and maybe you're helping them also to come out of their little comfort zone.
Welcome to the Voices at the Point podcast, where we get to know our neighbors at Providence Point, Pittsburgh's premier retirement residence. I'm Michelle Lazinger, and I've worked at Providence Point for almost 10 years. Today, we're speaking with Claude Hahn. How are you today, Claude?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We'd like to get to know you a little bit better today. Can we start off by asking where you grew up?
I grew up on the south side of Pittsburgh. Born and bred on the south side.
On the south side.
Yes, and then we got married to Elizabeth, and we moved to Bridgeville. So I lived on the south side for maybe 25 years or so. Then I had my own little apartment after I come out of the service, and then I met Elizabeth, and then we moved to Providence Point.
What did you do for a living?
Industrial sales. Well, I sold to the mining and steel industry. And as everybody knows, the mining and steel industry doesn't exist very much anymore. So the companies I worked for slowly went out of business. And so then after that happened, and Elizabeth and I were basically interested in the same field of, we were related in business-wise to the same types of field, the mining and steel industry. And at one point we were laid off 6 months together. So that made life interesting. So one day I was going through Entrepreneur magazine and franchises, and there was a franchise ad for dog food delivery. And so I said, I can do that. So therefore we applied to it and we were granted a franchise. And for about 20 years after that, I sold dog food to people, delivering it to their homes in reusable containers on a regular monthly basis or whatever the customer required. And it was a one-person business. I had a warehouse where I had the dog food sent to me, and I was a one-person business, meaning I took care of everything, except I had an accountant who could take care of the taxes and things
like that. The numbers.
Yes.
But you literally did it all.
Yes.
You filled the orders.
Yes. Yeah. I had an answer machine that people would call in and leave their messages. And during the day, I would be delivering the dog food. And at night, I would answer the machine, listen to it, and then call them back and tell them, I'll be at your home tomorrow morning. And just please leave the pail outside your door tomorrow morning, and we'll make the switch. In other words, it was like the milkman did in the older days. The milkman would drop off the old new bottles of milk, and I would pick up the old containers and then take those containers back to my warehouse and therefore sanitize them and refill them for the next day deliveries.
So, did you work just 5 days a week? Was it longer?
No, that was a 7 day a week
job. Was it
job.
Really?
Yes, because I normally would only deliver Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, I'd either take care of the problems in the warehouse that would come up, which nothing goes smooth. And then on the Saturdays and Sundays, if there was an event that I could go to just set up a little booth and just tell people about what I did, like at the town fairs or the convention center or the Washington County Fair, I'd have a booth at those facilities letting people know that I did exist. And that's what happened on the weekends. So it was normally a 7 day a job, depending on, you know, what I had to do. I tried to take a break. We tried to take a week off or something just to get away from everything and we could have a vacation together. So that was, and going to the convention center was 88 hours straight. And plus doing your, because it ran 10 days a week, 10
oh,
days.
Wow. Yeah.
But I still had to deliver dog food. So that was 88 hours plus delivering my business. So you did not have a break. And anybody that's in business for themselves understands that. You had friends that were plumbers and electricians, and they would say they were so busy they don't get a time off. I said, you got to get a calendar at the beginning of the year and black out a week and say you're not
just
doing
say this
that
is-
week. And it's hard for people to understand that. But it's a business. You learn to work around it. And you have a good spouse.
That's great. So I'm assuming, is it safe to assume that this dog food business was successful?
Not really.
Oh, no.
No. It was a good, it paid for the bills. It took care of itself. But it also was a decent tax write-off because it wasn't really profitable. Just due to the fact I didn't have enough advertising a budget or advertising availability, what it did, it maintained itself, but it also was a tax liability for us. So we really didn't have much of a tax. You know, we used that as a tax write-off because I didn't have a job otherwise. Yeah.
Well, can you tell us more about the reasons that you moved to Providence Point, how you discovered us?
We took 5 years to evaluate the situation around here. We realized that we were not going to be wanted to maintain our house the way we should maintain it. We're having independent contractors come into your home. You're always worried about, are they doing a good job? So we decided we have to look at moving into a retirement community such as Providence Point, meaning a CCRC, which is Continuous Care Retirement Community Care. And that was the primary concern about moving to a facility like this. And we did look at facilities around the area, and we evaluated what they were and what they had to offer. And we talked to our financial people and our lawyers to say, this is what we want to do. What do you think? And we explained about Robinson Point to our lawyer. And at one point, Robinson Point gave us a 27-page booklet of what was available, not, you know, what was available through them. And I took that to the lawyer and I laid it down on their desk and I said, this is what we plan on doing. And they said, that's Providence Point. We know about it. You'll be fine. So we, the word was around through our lawyer, must have dealt with your people before because it was around. And so we were cleared with that one. And the accountant said, okay, this is your plan. Our financial advisor worked with our accountant and said, this is our plan. And we could afford to be here on a comfortable basis. And that's one reason why we picked Robinson Point, because the other ones didn't necessarily match everything that we were looking for and everything that Providence Point had to offer. Some of them didn't offer the same facilities, the swimming pool, the athletic, you know, the gym and things like that. And the criteria around Robinson Point, what they offered was very within the framework of what we wanted to accomplish in our future, because we wanted our quality of life to be as best and as affordable as we could near the end of our lives. And we figured moving in sooner would be better than moving in later, take advantage of all the facilities.
Right. Well, and speaking of that, what is something you enjoy? You and Elizabeth are both very social, so we have many different activities. Do you have something that has been your favorite so far?
I'm slow to acquire to activities. I'm sort of an introvert when it comes to doing things. So it took me a while, but I'm into the cornhole competition on every 2 weeks. And I plan to get into the bocce tournament in the summertime. So things like that. I'm not a big going to the gym or going to the swimming pool as my wife is. So I don't really take advantage of those, but they're there for somebody that does like to do that.
Right.
And I have outside activities. I belong to a bowling league that's in the wintertime that goes every Tuesday evening. So I have that activity. And then in the summertime, I like to go out and play golf, usually by myself because I'm not a very good golfer. So I don't want to be embarrassing everybody. So I usually go out by myself. I try to get out at least once, maybe twice a month, something like that. So that's my activities and my hobbies, I guess.
So you talked about having an active social life, and talk about people thinking that moving into a retirement community, you know, means that maybe it's not as social, maybe it's walkers and wheelchairs and things like that. Have you noticed that to be the exact opposite?
You do see people in walkers and wheelchairs and power scooters. I mean, when we get to the age of being 60 or 70, 80 years old, 90 years old, you're automatically going to go to those types of mobility process. But there's a lot of people here that do not need that. And with the rehab that you do have here, you can push that farther on down your age to, rather than saying you started at 80, maybe you can push that to the 90. And that, because of the activities here and the mobility, the ease of getting around the facility, you have nice wide corridors that you don't have to be. It's like Elizabeth says, like being on a cruise ship. They're nice and wide and very friendly, and you don't necessarily have to be in your room 24/7. You can get out and enjoy the activities. And with having the dining facilities available, the multi-dining facilities available, that allows people to congregate and maybe sit down and eat lunch or dinner with people you normally wouldn't associate with, and you become more of a friendly base. I'm surprised that we know as many people as we do in the short period of time we have here. We probably are very familiar with at least 50 different residents, and maybe are familiar with about 100 of them out of the, 400 that might be here.
Right.
I don't know the number, but out of the 400 that might be here, we probably are familiar with at least 50 to 100 of them.
And that's just after 5 months.
Yes, yes, because we're more open. I used to walk down the halls and I used to say, no matter where I meet somebody, say whether I've known them or not, I'd say, good morning, no matter what time of the day it was. And then that way they'd start talk and think about it. It's not morning, but I would say to them, it's morning somewhere or my watch is not working. And that way I'd start a small two-second conversation with them. And over a period of time, I know those people and they know us. Oh, yeah, this is the person that says good morning to everybody.
And it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it may sound crazy, but it gets people just walking by you, you get to associate with them. And maybe you're helping them also to come out of their little comfort zone.
Exactly. You
know, I don't know if that's valid or not. But that's what I
think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
I do.
It helps, I think.
And you definitely recommend to your friends and other people that you talk to that they need to think about it sooner.
Yeah, we bring all our friends up at least for lunch. And then we take them up to our apartment and show them our apartment. And with the view that we have, it opens up and they really appreciate what they see as soon as they walk into the apartment, because we do face outward. It opens up and the big windows there, it opens up and they really appreciate what they see. And then when they leave, we usually give them a box of candy or something that we can get her from the cafe that we have here. So it's sort of a parting gift. And we had one of our friends come in and they had to use the restroom and was downstairs. And as soon as he opened up the door, he said, whoa, meaning the in restroom impressed him. You know, you could hear him say that as soon as you opened up the door. I don't know if you want to use that or not, but it's a way of saying the quality of life here is very good. It's not like some retirement communities that we've seen that don't impress people when they walk in the door.
Thank you for listening to the Voices at the Point podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Providence Point, please visit www.providencepoint.org and follow us on Facebook at Baptist Senior Providence Point and Instagram at Baptist_Senior_Providence.